Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Let the shenanigans begin.
Hello, Cody.
Oh, there he is. Cody.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hola. Good, Cody. Hola. How are you, sir?
Okay. Cody, welcome to the program. And the random would you rather question.
All right, Cody. Let's act like you're single for a minute here. And I'm going to give you this one. Would you rather date an influencer or... would you rather date a Disney person? Influencer?
You mean someone who works at Disney?
No, the Disney person. You know them. They've got a Disney watch.
Oh,
they've
got
Disney shirts. They've got Disney hats. They've got a Disney purse. They've got Disney jackets. They have Disney. Everything. You go to their house, it's Disney. Influencer or Disney person?
Well, let me just start off by saying I hate both of those people equally.
Okay.
But I'm going to have to go with the influencer.
Influencer.
Is this for sexual reasons?
No, not at all.
Oh, really?
Okay. All right.
That's where my mind went.
All right. Mickey Mouse, all that crap, man. And just, you know, it's real annoying.
Okay. How about this one? Now, influencer or vegan?
Man, I'm going to have to go with influencer again because I love me some cheese.
Okay. And, all right.
You know. The cheese got me, you know, yeah, I would never be able to give up cheese.
I would have to take, of all three options.
Well, you're not giving it up. They are just that way.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I'm taking the vegan.
It's still annoying to date them.
But it doesn't matter to me. Like, look, if you don't want to eat what I'm eating, I am perfectly okay with that. As long as you understand, I'm not going to eat what you're eating. And like you said, Miles, I've developed an armor with that for my pure hatred of vegetables throughout my life. So it does not bother me to tell anyone, I'm not eating that. Like, there's no chance.
All right.
But out of an influencer or a Disney person, I think I'm going to take, if I'm dating them, I'm taking the influencer. Because my belief is the sex will be a lot better with the influencer than the Disney person. And I'm just basing this on stereotype. I don't know. And yes, the influencer is annoying. Yes, they're going to ignore me half the time because they're taking pictures of the food and all the rest of that crap. But I just feel like unlike the vegan, where I feel like the vegan says, all right, I know you're going to eat a grilled cheese sandwich with your buddy Miles there and his Velveeta. I'm not going to eat that. I'm going to eat my Sprouts. So I'm going to go, all right. The Disney person, I don't feel like they'd be okay with me not wearing Mickey Mouse ears on our inevitable trip to Disney World.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Look, I like Disney World. I have no issue going to the parks. Like, I've been there with 30 Smiths, and we all wore the same shirt. But I'm taking influencer every day of the week.
Okay.
They get invited to cool stuff. It could help my career. Like, I'm in.
Maybe even a free dinner.
Yeah, that's it. To me, that's a bonus. Like, oh, she's an influencer. Nice.
Okay.
Or he is. All right.
Disney person.
What about you, Mike?
I think I got to go with the Disney person.
I knew it, really.
Well, the thing is both of them have cringeworthy attributes about themselves that you're going to have to just live through. Where the influencer, you got to do that out in public. Whereas the Disney person, like, they just like watching Disney stuff. I'm hoping that I get a more docile Disney person that just wants to watch a Disney movie on the weekend. Yeah, they've got Disney shirts. And yeah, their backpack is Disney stuff. And it's a little bit childish. But on the same time, I'm like, but I still like those movies.
But I feel like at home, right? So with the influencer, we know what we're expecting when we go out with
but
them.
Right? But everything with an influencer, everything in their life is about the content. They are filming at home. They are filming in public. They're filming at restaurants, at concerts.
That is correct.
No matter what you do and where you go.
In the car, on the way.
You are on camera.
You're doing a song in the car. The whole thing, it's 24 hours.
Right.
Unless you're sleeping.
That's someone here says, I've dated a Disney girl once. She was absolutely intolerable 99% of the time, but she had the greatest rack I've ever seen.
That's a fact.
Okay, now someone here makes a good point.
Then you get to cosplay stuff.
Yep, we're into that. But it's Disney characters, yeah. Man.
Okay, oh. All right, Mike, in this instance then.
Dirty Disney characters.
CrossFitter or horse enthusiast?
Horse enthusiast.
Seriously?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
Because they're crazy.
I know that. That's why I'm saying.
Horse
you
enthusiast.
You want cross?
Yes.
You want crazy instead of CrossFitter?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah, I'm going CrossFitter as long as I don't have to go to whatever crazy church he's into on Sunday.
Are CrossFitters into church?
They were big in the city church.
Oh, really?
Like that makes sense.
Me and my buddy were out one night, and this girl just kept going on and on. And I think CrossFit's great. But she kept going on and on about CrossFit, and my buddy just went, let me guess. You go to the city church tomorrow? And she's like, how'd you know?
Is that $3,000 jeans on the
Yeah, that dude's
church?
Gone.
The
Marzo
guy.
All gone.
Is that the guy that went to Arizona, and now he's like a cowboy?
I think I'm going with Mike on this one.
Thank you.
I think I got to go horse check. One, I just feel like they're going to be dirtier. Right? At the time, I want them to be dirtier.
Having to tame me a wild mare out there.
Yeah, something. You know, I feel like, look, man, I know they're going to go on about horses. I know our sheets probably have freaking horses on them. I'm sure there's an oil painting of a horse. I know her hair is super long and it's in the shower drain. I get it. But I also feel like on some level, you can still have a good time.
She's
CrossFit
be fun.
People strike me as the only thing they talk about is CrossFit.
Correct.
Okay. All the time. All
right.
My issue with the horse girls is I knew a guy through somebody else, and his fiance was beautiful, this and that, but she was really into horses, and she cheated on him. I think horse girls are untrustworthy.
All right.
Okay. Horse person, horse,
that's not the angle. Horse person or runner.
Horse
because
person.
They're both psychologically damaged.
You're a runner.
I know that. That's why it takes one to know one. You're psychologically damaged.
I'm going horse.
You're running because you have to clear your mind. It has nothing to do with your body. You've got so much internal stuff. Running helps you think, and it also helps you shut your brain completely off.
I would go horse girl in this situation, because I'd rather have to learn how to ride a horse than, like, I'm fine with running a 5K. I just don't want to do 10Ks every weekend.
Okay. I think experience with runners, Miles kind of nailed it. I will not say where I was, but I did find myself amongst a great deal of runners. And this was not a runner situation. This is people I was around.
Castle and A.E. Dave?
No. But I was surrounded by a lot of them. Anyway, just listening to the conversations.
It's so annoying.
And not them talking about running. They just happened to all be runners, right? So they had a little conversation about that. That part was fine. But then even when their conversations drifted into other things that are non-running related, I just remember thinking to myself quietly as I'm listening to
this. This is so awful.
I still hate you. And you're not talking about running.
I know.
You're talking about something I'm interested in. And we both agree that we like this thing. And I'm still like, but I hate you.
Look, I was just at a hotel where there was a marathon. The entire hotel was sold out because of a marathon. You go to the bar and you want to seriously go to jail because you beat someone's ass.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
You started it. You threw the first punch and you didn't let up. You kicked him in the head when you're, because you're just like, shut up.
Or you could bring shut a saddle up. Into the bedroom.
Boom!
Come on,
right.
Baby.
Yeah.
The worst part of a horse girl is that she's probably going to make you watch that god-awful movie, Spirit Stallion of the Cimarron, whatever the hell. That's the worst part about it. Everything else,
I think the hardest part of the horse chick is just knowing that she's got a 3-foot ponytail.
That's okay. What's wrong with that?
It's always braided. She always just has that look like she stepped out of the Waltons.
Sure.
You know, I just wanted to wear the tight pants, the boots, and put that helmet on.
You don't need the helmet, but you know.
You got to have the helmet.
It's like you're dating a woman from 1830.
I'm okay
you know,
with that.
Who's rich? Well, it's like Little House on the Prairie. You're dating a woman who milks her own. If she wants milk, she utterly
I got
gets
no
it
problem
herself.
With that.
You get the wrong perception here, Montgomery.
Okay.
You get the wrong perception. This is all positive.
She could be straight from the farm. I am still down. My question would be, do you also run? If her answer's no, let's date.
You might be wondering why we're talking about this subject, because there is
to
a
insult
new list,
everyone.
There's a new list of hobbies that are instant red flags.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Now,
I think we've named a few of them.
If I was dating a girl that was a runner, like I said, I'd be down, like, okay, I'll do some 5Ks, but I just hate running.
I do too.
Yeah.
And people say, I do it for fun. I'm like, I do other things for fun. That's just not, just because they grind.
Everybody I know that's in a run club, though, their club gets beer or drinks afterwards.
Of course.
Right, sure. That's a run club. Now, yeah. Why does every race then start at 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning? Can't you have an afternooner? Can I say, hey, we're going to show up at 1:30, the race starts then, and then when we actually get done, instead of drinking beer at 10 o'clock, we can drink beer at a normal time, like 3 or 4 in the afternoon?
Yeah, maybe, I want no part of the runner's world,
then,
man.
Then maybe go get dinner, you know, kind of hang out and have fun, instead of like, why do I need to get up at 5:30 and not eat any food to be able to go and run at 7 o'clock, 7:30? Why is that? Why is it always that early?
Because they suck.
Even in the wintertime. Like, right. It's not like you're trying to get up and beat the heat.
It answers itself. No,
Seattle Marathon's like in January. I ran it, the half marathon. It's freezing cold. It's freezing.
You're
sucks.
Answering the question because they're idiots.
Email the guys at themensroom at mensroomlive.com and get you some Men's Room IPA beer brats. They're available now at Uli's Famous Sausage.
Okay, time for a little Your Guess is as good as mine. It's an easy game to play. We get a contestant online. You pick from one of two categories and try to get as many items right in said category before three strikes and you're out. So, Steve, who do we have there ready to play Your Guess is as good as mine?
Ted knows who it is.
James.
James, welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola. James, welcome to the program. Okay, James, your two categories. Living abroad. Would you ever want to move to another country? 17% of Americans said, hey, man, they kick the tires on that for a year or two. 2% claim they've already done it or plan to move in the next 5 years. So they asked 2,000 people, what countries would you want to live in? So that's category number one. And category number two, the 10 countries with the best food in the world. So do you want to go food or do you want to go living abroad?
Let's go food.
Food. Okay. James, they say if you're a foodie, then you know that travel and food go hand in hand. One of the best ways to experience a country's culture is through its cuisine. And some countries have a reputation for offering really good food. Others, really, really bad food.
Others are England.
From street food to fine dining, these countries are home to some of the most delicious and diverse cuisines on the planet. So, James, you know the game. Try to get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out. The countries with the best food, what is your first guess?
Let's go Italy.
Italy is number one. They say of all places to go and eat, I've never heard anyone say different. If you're in Italy, the food is going to be fantastic.
The food is very, very good. This is not a slight in Italy in any capacity. It is very good, but it's also kind of exactly what you expect.
Yeah. I don't know. Every athlete that I've ever seen, like especially like international soccer players, it's always like, what's the best food? They're all like Italy.
Oh, really?
Italy.
Okay.
Okay.
Even some chefs.
James, one for one. And every Valentine dinner.
Yeah. let's go Mexico.
Number two, James. Mexico is the second best country in the world to eat in.
Just be careful what you order there. And yeah. I mean, like, look, every food that I've had in Mexico is delicious when it is a Mexican food. But every once in a while, you have the kids with you. And when they're younger, like, all right, let's get a hamburger. Unless it says an American hamburger, their version of a hamburger is different, which we did not know.
Ham?
No, it's beef. But, like, we'll use ground beef for a standard U.S. hamburger. And we make a patty. They kind of squish together a patty, but it's big chunks of beef. So it cooks different. It's a different mouthfeel, right? So in other words, the food there is very good, but don't be fooled by the name.
Didn't you get a pizza one time with hot dogs on it?
Castle ordered that, and we were hungover, and it was disgusting.
Oh, no. Okay.
Because there's
James,
a pizza with hot dogs on it.
Two for two. Italy and Mexico. One and two. You got the top two.
All right, let's go USA.
United States, number seven on the list of the countries with the best food.
Yeah, we got a lot of different stuff.
Yeah, a ton of stuff.
And original foods.
Yeah.
I mean, buffalo chicken wings or Philadelphia cheesesteaks.
Yeah. Our version of barbecue, especially.
Yeah, Chicago deep dish pizza. All those things are very unique. That is.
If you go to another country, do they ever say just like American-style pizza?
I haven't seen it, but there was, honestly, a couple years ago, we went to Mexico and a new pizza place had opened. Keep in mind, this is where we got a pizza with hot dogs on it. So this place had just opened, and the guy recognized that we're from the U.S., so he said, please, please, please let me know how this pizza is. I think they've been open like a month or whatever, because the American palate is what they wanted to nail, and honestly, it was some of the best pizza we had. And they're still open, awesome. So we went there about a month ago. Yeah, they crush it.
All right, James, three for three, U.S., Mexico, and Italy, all correct, no strikes against you.
All right, let's go China.
China, number five. China, two better than the United States.
Huh?
Yes. Okay, four
and
for
China,
four.
Again, massive country and massive region. So, like, the food's kind of different depending on where you are.
Yeah. Right. I think I'm into the Sichuan lifestyle.
I like Cantonese.
All right. I like Mandarin.
Germany.
Germany is number 10 on the list.
No
really?
Kidding.
Yes.
Huh. All right.
Germany's the worst.
Hey-o.
James, you're out. You're five for five. No strikes.
Thank you. All right, let's go Japan.
Number four.
That's got to be it. Yeah.
Number four. Where else can you get dolphin and whale at the same place?
Right. Would you like to see our marine mammal menu? Like,
yes, delicious.
A marine mammal?
Oh, yeah. Porpoise.
Marine mammal menu. Uh-huh. Three M's.
Oh, yeah. If it's an endangered whale, whatever, you can eat that.
I've never had whale so fresh.
I know.
It's like lamp oil.
So fresh.
What about Greece?
Grease.
That's
not a bad guess.
Oh,
now really? No feta for you.
Oh, let me throw something in your head. Tapas. España.
Yeah, I'm thinking Spain.
All right, let's go Spain.
Number nine.
There you go.
One of the best places in town, Ocho and Ballard. If you like the Spanish
Spain
cuisine.
Spain was legit, man. Remember, I got a ham and cheese sandwich because I'm hungry.
Jamón.
And, jamón and...
Jamone.
And cheese. And I'm just saying it's going to be the typical, you know, American cheese processes, ham paste. Dude, it's Iberico ham and brie on this little soft-ass French. But it was still like ham and cheese prices. I could not.
Ham believe. And cheese prices.
Ham and cheese prices, brother. I'm telling you, I ate like 15 of these sandwiches when we were there.
Speaking of which, have we tried French food?
I mean, that is France? Considered. Yeah.
Yeah, France?
Yeah, let's go France.
France number three.
France.
Yes. Ooh. Hey, James, you're kicking ass. You've got 8 of 10. There are 2 countries remaining. You only have 1 strike against you. Good chance you can run this thing.
What are you guys thinking? I'm running out of countries here.
I'm thinking India. I'm trying to think of food that we order, quote unquote, from foreign countries. Right. Like and for me personally,
Vietnam might be
India.
There.
Ooh, you're gonna go India?
Yeah,
India number six.
All right,
there's one country left on here, James.
I feel like Korean or Vietnam, Thai.
One country left.
Maybe Brazil.
Brazilian is not
Korea?
Bad.
Korea, not on the list.
Ooh. So was that 2 strikes?
2 strikes, James.
All right, what did you think?
One left.
Man. All right.
Hold on. You brought up Vietnam.
Right.
Right.
We covered
Italy. But that's just really the pho. When you think about it, where else do you go with Vietnamese cuisine? The banh mi. Okay, my bad.
Or Thailand, maybe?
Right.
Like people get Thai food.
Thai food.
Thai food.
Like, Thailand's not bad. I like Ted's Brazilian.
Let's go Thailand.
Do it, 8. You win. Very good.
All right.
On the table. That's right. I happen to live in Thailand. There are 9 Thai restaurants in my neighborhood.
Yeah, no.
Fantastic.
We just got some, Thursday night, I think it was.
Yeah. All right. So here are the 10 countries with the best food. At number 10, Germany. Spain at 9. 8 is Thailand. U.S. 7. 6, India. China is in 5th spot. 4th is Japan. France in 3rd. Mexico, the 2nd best food in the world, in Italy, is number 1. All right, coming up at 5:08, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Send The Men's Room a mushy love letter at themensroom@mensroomlive.com and scoop up some delicious Men's Room roasted red salsa at your favorite store.
Okay, right, so.
But someone here, text line, says, I've dated 2 horse girls out of the numerous women I've dated, and I will tell you this. There's some freaks in the sheets, then in all caps, no joke. I firmly believe that, man.
Runners or horse girls?
Horse girls.
That's I know this or ballerinas, but you still got to deal with the mental trauma, the fact that
I can deal with
they
that.
Don't love you as much as they love that horse.
That's fine. I love my base more than I love them. Got no problems with that, man.
Okay.
But the difference is she will go out riding horses and she doesn't necessarily need my company. Mm-hmm. It's not important to her whether or not I want to be a horse rider or if I just support her hobby where I feel like a runner at some point. It's like, you really should get up and just run with me once. I don't want to.
Okay, horse person or yoga person?
Horse person.
Still.
Miles, yeah. I grew up in Needham Club, which I get the jokes. It is what it is.
No,
however,
no.
I grew up around these girls. Horse person.
Yeah. Okay. I'm right. Have you ever dated a yoga person?
There's nothing wrong with a yoga person.
But the tone of voice says you're lying.
Yeah.
The way you just said that, like you said the words.
Okay, it's also.
This is why people misunderstand text.
Look.
Because you could text that and I would say,
you know how
Mike says there's nothing wrong, but I heard your voice. Mike doesn't like
you. I have seen you come in here with a lot of yoga food. So you would have a lot in common with the yoga food people.
But here's what I'm going to say. There's nothing wrong with a yoga person, just like there's nothing wrong with pineapple on pizza. It's just not for everybody.
That's correct.
It's not for me.
I'm going yoga girl because I like psychedelics.
And probably she does too.
And she has the same length hair as Horse Girl.
Yes. So there's a new list online of hobbies.
Honestly, it's been a while. I'll take any of them.
Yeah, right.
what am I judging?
I'll do the grilled cheese.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'll train for an AK.
There's a
right. I love riding horses.
There's a new list online of hobbies that are instant red flags. Do you guys have any yourself? Whether it just even if it's not dating someone, just that they're coworkers, family, friends, just like I'm not into what they're into. Is there any that you guys are pretty adamant about?
You know, it sounds stupid. I could say like people with a ton of makeup. It just seems like high maintenance. That might not be entirely accurate, but. When I'm at the airport, you know, everyone's people watching at the airport, and you see the woman, she's completely made up or looks like it took 6 hours, and I go, fine. But at baggage claim, when they grab like 7 leopard print suitcases, and look, they're always a smoke show. They are drop dead gorgeous, and I always think, man, I could not deal with 20 minutes
of this. Also wear a lot of jewelry. Mm-hmm. Now, you don't wear that to the airport. The person that wears all the jewelry to the airport in front of me in the line, I want to kill him because you know where you're going. You've got 6 different bracelets on, 15 rings, hoop earrings, all these different things, and it's necklaces. It's everything's. You can't go through the metal detector. You know this. You also have the 6 bags. You know better than that. Your husband's the dude with a carry-on in like leisure pants and a t-shirt.
And a duffel bag.
You know why? Because he's been on an airplane before, so he knows how this works. That would drive me nuts.
No, for me, it's people that make uninteresting things their entire personality. As an uninteresting person, I still have things that are supposed to be enjoyable, supposed to be entertaining, that I like to talk about, that I can enjoy about. There's a lot of really boring stuff that we're supposed to concern ourselves with that is dominating people's personalities. And I'm like, you have no fun in your life, do you? You just come home upset all damn day.
Right.
And even depending on what it is. I do not like the I am the main event people.
Yes!
No matter what genre that is, no matter how they become the main event.
The main character.
They are the main character.
Oh, the narrative is about them.
Correct.
From the way they're dressed, depending on the situation, it's their dress, it's everything.
I know someone very well that I have described this person as they believe they are the main character in everybody else's story.
When they walk in, it stops.
Yes.
Everything. I am here.
I'm finally here.
I'm here, everybody. You can have fun.
You guys get to be a part of the story.
We can
now.
Eat now.
Oh, God. You know?
So here are some of the hobbies that are instant red flags. I do not understand all these. Sorry. So you guys might have to help me out a little bit. A lot of people just said not having a hobby at all. Or judging other people's hobbies, which we've obviously been doing here. Okay, so,
like if you do yoga, if you run, if you're a horse person.
Yes, exactly. Everything we just been doing.
If you just don't line up on the hobbies, that's fine. It's not a red flag.
Also, do guys do equestrian?
Sure.
I mean, some guys.
I feel like if you're into horses, a guy, you're cowboy.
Yeah.
But she's horse girl.
It depends on what you do. Like Christopher Reeves, he was into equestrian. Mm-hmm. Did it not end up well for him?
No.
But he was not a cowboy. He was not a cowboy like barrel racing and, you know, like, what do they call that when they do the busting or whatever the hell that is?
Oh, right.
Like mutton busting.
Mutton busting.
You should be able to jump in on all these.
No, I like watching you struggle, Miles.
Social media or being an influencer. Someone says when your social media is a hobby, they're getting mad at you for eating before they can take a picture of it. Or I want to take a picture of both plates. I want to take a picture of mine, then yours, then together. And then every single thing along the way is part of that, just the world you live in.
But if you were an actual influencer, it would not bother me, as opposed to someone who's not an influencer who's still taking all these pictures. Like, mm-hmm. if you're not making money on this, I'm going to eat my food. Like, but if this is how you actually
correct
pay your life, like, this is your job, yeah. I can live with that.
People who troll people online for fun. Obviously, that's kind of a D move. Not wanting to date that person ever again that watches every single Hallmark movie and every Christmas movie.
Oh, God.
And everything on Lifetime. We do know those people.
As long as I get to do a little gardening beforehand, I should be okay.
Gardening.
Is your wife all?
Oh, into, okay. All right.
Yeah. I mean, if I get stoned, that stuff's
during
hilarious.
The Christmas season, yeah, it's, you know, it gets real funny.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Then I get sucked into it, like, by God, why did she go back?
Right.
Here we go back the Disney one, memorabilia. This is the way they phrase it. Two Disney adults can be happy together for the rest of their lives.
Sure.
But they should never try to have relationships with anyone who is normal.
No. Yeah, agreed. Agreed. It's just not going to work. We know someone. We saw on our Instagram, this person and their spouse, they were in Disneyland or World, I don't remember, but when we saw the pictures, my aunts and I were like, they are absolutely 100% made for each other. Like,
this is perfect.
I was very happy for them, and then I'm super glad that I'm not with
you. You go to that wedding and you go, this is a lock. Like, I'm glad I bought them the blender. They're gonna have this.
I got a warranty. Yeah,
no, I mean, I'd go to the park and wear matching ears, but I'm not getting married in the park.
Yeah, no, me too.
By the way, Ted.
I love Disney. Have a great time there.
Ted, we just got a text from our friend who's a bartender. I'm literally a horse girl, and I do yoga.
Ooh, crazy, crazy. Being into celebrities, that's a instant red flag. Hobbies that are red flag. Someone said this. I went over to this dude's house, and he collected taxidermied animals. Whoa. People who are into serial killers and crime fandom.
Oh, no.
That's just chicks.
Yeah.
Girl, is that our weekend friend?
Yeah.
Here's one.
Yeah. She's like, I do yoga.
She is crazy. Yeah.
Well, she just sent her most recent Instagram post. It's her doing yoga and her with horses. I mean, she's
crazy.
I'm also.
I'd say that to her face.
Yeah, she knows.
I'm with what Ted commented on that there, Miles. I feel like women in general are into like serial killers, cults.
I haven't met a woman who doesn't love that ass.
True crime.
Yeah. I'm being scared, basically. CrossFit. People who buy scratch lotto tickets because it's really just scratchers, they say.
Uh-oh.
That's
Miles.
So running, scratching.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, like, what is that? Like, that I would gamble in other places or something like that? Is that what they mean?
Just
because it's rarely just scratchers.
Whatever you say, red flag.
That's right. People who are into beauty pageants.
Oh, God, yes.
Particularly beauty pageant mothers and all that stuff. MLM work. They say that's moms losing money.
What?
What is MLM?
Mom's losing money.
MLM? Work?
Oh, multi-level marketing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No.
Such as, what is that? What is that, like,
pyramid schemes. Ponzi schemes. Okay.
Miles, I got an idea for you.
Okay. What was the big scratch one with all the dresses and the tights? It just went under. Like
Lululemon?
A couple years. It wasn't Lululemon. It was some big one. I saw a convention of all these women down in Dallas for, I was like, what do you got? And they're like, oh, we all do this and that. Total scam.
Yeah, so I'm saying with that juice. Remember the people used to have those stickers on the juice in the back of their car? It's like you got a bottle of some kind of juice and it.
No.
I don't know what the hell that was either. It's like some kind of health benefit crap.
Does this include like Pampered Chef and the candle parties and all that kind of
thing? Pampered Chef, you can make money on it. I love their products.
I was going to say, they have good products.
Sorry.
No, man, it's a great investment opportunity.
That cooking stone is great to make pizza at home, dude.
Need to learn more about general men's room shenanigans? Just visit the men's room page at KISW.com. This is the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat. And potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef and a half. Thank you, folks. Thank you. Talking to condiments today. Just out of curiosity, what would everybody in here say is your favorite condiment?
Probably honey mustard. Boar's Head honey mustard. As a go-to all the time, yeah.
Mm.
But mustard's selective, right?
Not the one you use the most, just the
favorite. Favorite, yeah, Boar's Head honey mustard.
Ranch.
Mike?
I gotta go universal ranch.
Honestly, I don't. Probably just ketchup.
All right,
maybe that's fair. Tried and true. It's a standard
bearer.
Which
one do you think you use the most?
Ketchup. But I'm in a house with three other people, so that's
right. Some
me
of
personally mustard.
So mustard for me easily is the one I use the most. But I'm
between
with Miles.
My two kids, the ketchup is...
Ranch is pretty universal. It can go on almost anything.
Yeah, you can dip your fries in it, your onion rings, your pizza.
Yeah, well, I'll eat ranch, too. That's true. We always have a bottle of ranch, and that goes pretty quick.
Yeah, I mean, even if I'm making a turkey sandwich and I don't have mayonnaise, like, you can put a little ranch on it.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So these are some condiments, basically these 13 condiments that you need to basically don't eat them after they expire. The first one on there, everybody should know.
Mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise.
Yeah, come on, man.
Basically, if you open it and it's been a couple months, even though you have it in the fridge, just get rid of it.
Yep.
Especially if it's Duke's, because they use real eggs.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Good to know.
Also, don't store mayonnaise in a warm area otherwise.
No.
So just, I mean, if it's not open.
Yeah.
So if it's still sealed up, still do not store it in a warm area because it'll go bad twice as fast when you open it.
Correct. Yeah. And I think most people, you know, if you have a pantry, generally those are dark because it has a door on it.
You close it.
But
up,
if not, Miles is correct. Even if you're, you know, if you're younger and you're just in a smaller place, like, even if you haven't opened that mayonnaise, he's correct. Like, put it in a shelf below with the pots and pans or something.
What is the difference between mayonnaise and Miracle Whip, technically?
Probably
it's like butter
eggs.
Margarine, I know.
I'm guessing eggs. Okay. Right? Okay. So Miracle Whip, miracle is we did not use anything that mayonnaise uses.
That is a miracle.
So after we go from mayonnaise, it says after you open it, it's been 2 months, get rid of it. The obviously next thing is mayonnaise-based dips. So if you got garlic aioli, aromale, tartar sauces... all kinds of dipping sauces and spreads that contain mayonnaise, right? It's best to toss them after or when they're expired.
Agreed.
They also say another general rule of thumb is if a dip or condiment tastes different from when you first opened it, throw it out. Same hold true if it's discolored or extra watery. I will also say on a personal note, if you have, say, I don't know, onion dip from Hell of a Good.
Mm-hmm.
And you wake up after one day and there's red marks in it, remind yourself you were dipping nacho cheese Doritos in there.
Okay. How long did it take you to realize that?
I was like, oh, my God.
What is that?
Yes. I was like, this is so gross. How's it already moldy? And then like 10 minutes later, I was like, oh, damn it. That's just.
Had you thrown it away at that point?
I think it was just sitting on the counter.
Like there has to be a reasonable explanation.
Right, because like my brain was like, "Don't throw it out." Something's got to be up with this. It couldn't have gone that because it smelled fine.
Sure,
but you just kind of forget, you know.
That's another thing. Like sometimes something will get into the condiment, especially when it's like mayonnaise, and you look down and there's like this little globule, and you're like, "Oh,
what was that?"
I don't think I'm going to be able to eat the rest of this mayonnaise. Like, yeah. I'm just going to throw the whole thing. I'm not sure what that is.
What did you open that was here? Because like anytime someone goes to fast food, they give you ketchup, mustard, hot sauce.
Oh,
so blah,
McDonald's
blah, blah.
Sweet and sour sauce or one of their sauces for their nuggets.
Because you open it, and well, I don't know what you're eating, but like, does this color look right to you?
Yeah, and it did not. It did not.
Once you need to ask the question, just don't eat it.
If you say that out loud, throw it away.
Don't eat it. Yeah.
There's some mustard packs.
They're on the border right now.
I think they need to get, I would throw them out.
Yeah.
I'll get to mustard, but yeah, those ones are bad. all right, horseradish. All right, they say, look, as soon as the jar of horseradish is exposed to air, that sharp, spicy flavor begins to fade.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. By the time it reaches expiration date, it's better to opt for a new jar so you taste like what you want.
Does it say how long on average?
Well, they're not saying like it's going to hurt you, but if you eat it like a couple weeks or a month after the date, it's just not going to be the same zing.
It's potent, yeah.
Which is kind of what you want. But also, here's the issue is I have a small little jar of it. You just don't use it that often unless you're making... I use it to make cocktail sauce at home. But
I was going to say, in the summertime, we fly through it because we're more apt to eat seafood, so a lot of cocktail sauce gets made. But after that, and I love horseradish. It just rarely comes into play with anything I'm eating.
Also, I will say never, ever buy cocktail sauce. It is so much better if you just make it. It's ketchup and horseradish. You can mix those two things.
I will say, though, I like the Skippers.
I don't know if I've had Skippers.
Yeah.
It's not that it's bad, but it's just so much cheaper to do
it. It tastes fresh.
Yeah,
for some reason,
because it is.
Yeah, sour cream. Look, sour cream is a wild card any time of it. Like
even
like,
fresh,
right? They're like basically once you crack that seal, sour cream's gonna do what it's want. Right? There's like live stuff in it. That's one that's like, look, open it. If it says 5 days, throw it out after 5 days. If it's already at the date, throw it out. Also, You start to see the separate and a pool of liquid on top, consider your warning sign that it should be used up in the next couple days or it's going to be bad and you're going to have mold.
Here is my question.
And if you see one little piece of mold,
there's more.
At all, throw it out. Thrill's right. There is more in there. It hasn't turned green yet.
That's why this Daisy stuff that I buy scares the living hell out of me.
Mm-hmm.
It is the squeezable sour cream. You've seen them.
Yeah, because
they seem to last longer as far as the expiration date. However, you cannot see inside.
Correct.
And that's what scares me sometimes. I'm always like, I always put a little dab like on a paper towel or something or squirt some in the sink first and look at it to make sure it isn't green. Because you can't just open the lid.
Right.
I'd rather have that, but still, I feel like I'm flirting with disaster.
Mm, you are.
I don't know that this one is going to affect a ton of people because it's just not a condiment you think to have all the time, but chutney.
I mean, on occasion, but it's because we specifically planned a meal that requires chutney.
Right. It's an Indian condiment.
Delicious.
There's mango chutneys I know sometimes you put on your tacos and
everything. Very good.
But that's one of those things I'll see it in the store and I never buy it. So I'm like, that's literally, I'm going to use 1 teaspoon of it. Or 2 tonight, and that's it.
And that's about it. Yeah. Basically, once you open the jar and make that meal, you might as well throw it out because you're probably not going to use it again.
Or you got to start throwing it on your eggs and just use it up
that
week.
It's not a bad goal.
Yeah. You can use it for other stuff. These are condiments you should get rid of. Barbecue sauce can get moldy. Mm. All right. Barbecue sauce is another tough one, though, because it's dark and it's in that bottle. I was going to say, there's like fuzzy mold that can get in that. They say if there's a change in texture or a funky smell, just throw it out. They have a lot of preservatives in them, so you got about 4 months to use up an open bottle of it.
Okay.
All right.
So that's still a decent time, though, for a condiment.
It is. Yeah, you know? 4 months. Basically, I'd open it at the beginning of the summer. No, I'm going to use it a lot more during the summer. By Labor Day, probably gone.
Yeah, barbecue sauce is another tough one. And it's like you use it for certain recipes, but I don't know, outside of like nuggets, I don't know that it has a lot of daily use.
And the kids still want ketchup if it's nuggets.
Yeah.
Also, it'll ruin a charcoal grill. I mean, I love barbecue sauce, but there's something you just got to be careful with.
Also, a reminder to folks, when you're putting barbecue sauce on your meat, do not do it till the end. It contains a lot of sugar and will burn if you put it on too
early. Correct. Yep.
Let's see. Basically, with ranch dressing, I don't know that a bottle of ranch has ever gone bad in my care. But ranch dressing, basically, they're just saying, hey, look, if it changes consistency, it's probably time to get rid of that ranch, right? Mm-hmm. If it, just use your brain here, right? Eating expired ranch could lead to foodborne illness, especially if the ranch hasn't been properly stored. That's another thing, too. If you're one of those people, I've been guilty of it. Maybe you're having a late night snack involving ranch. Make sure you put it back in the fridge.
Mm-hmm.
If not, throw it away.
Yeah, exactly.
Along with the mayonnaise.
But ranch, right, exactly like mayonnaise, you could pretty much tell the change in color, consistency. It might even smell a little awkward.
Mm.
So you know to get rid of that. This should shock you. Blue cheese. Blue cheese dressing, breeding ground for bacteria.
Oh, yeah.
It's already got mold in it.
And you can't even see it.
It'll start,
it looks like blue cheese.
Well, if you have the cheese versus the dressing, at least with the cheese, the mold that's not edible shows up kind of pink or red, almost looks like soap scum.
Okay.
So you'll know, but like in the dressing, I don't know if the same thing happens. But at least if I have like the blue cheese crumbles, I could pop the lid and I'm like, this is bad.
They're just saying, be careful, look at the dates, mainly because blue cheese dressing has such a unique smell.
Yeah.
That you might not notice it. Like
how bad it is.
Right, because it's all, to like me, it already smells off.
It does.
You know?
And to me, that's a sign of a good blue cheese because it smells terrible.
If you leave Caesar dressing too long, you can get salmonella.
Yeah.
Obviously, Caesar dressing contains egg yolks, olive oil, and cheese. So you got to look at it after the expiration date. Be very careful with
Just
it.
Don't.
All right.
I mean, to me, get rid of it, man.
Yeah, and again, like, I don't know. To me, if I make a Caesar salad at home, it's always one of those salad kits.
Yeah.
So, like, if you're... It seems like a bold move to just have a thing of Caesar dressing in your home. I'm sure people do it.
Yep.
But
they're probably Caesar freaks, too.
Correct. Like, I have one buddy. We used to call him Caesar. And to his credit, I was shocked. I hadn't seen him in, like, 15 years. He still does.
Wait, the guy that you've called Caesar, it's because of Caesar salad or dressing?
Correct.
I've heard you talk about this guy Caesar forever. Yeah. I just figured his name was Caesar or, you know, some...
No, his name's Steve.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? So because
his name is Caesar.
All the time?
No, he would just use Caesar dressing like most Americans would use ranch. Like pizza crust.
Hmm.
Caesar.
Okay. French fries, Caesar.
Really? I will be damned. I've heard this guy's name for years. I never even assumed it had anything to do with
Caesar.
Was
he skinny?
No. Well, he started. He was a starting center in basketball at Hopkins.
He's a big dude.
He's a big. Yeah, Caesar's a big man. So he could obviously. I mean, last time I saw him was one of our days to cook food, and I said, "Steve, we still get." He's like, "You're goddamn right, we're getting Caesar dressing." I was like, "All right." Soy sauce obviously can last a super long time, but it can become stale, so okay. The taste retains a little bit, and it would have a funny smell. And then let's see, mustard again, very long shelf life, but when it goes bad, it does go bad. But honestly, you could leave that one in your fridge after you open it for months. Almost a year.
Damn. Okay.
So, ketchup can go sour. Miles, to answer, I looked up. Heinz finally said this. They highly recommend Heinz ketchup is kept in the refrigerator.
Yeah. Okay.
It's okay in restaurants because they say it is shelf stable, but they highly recommend it.
Okay.
But just with their brand.
Just well, in case.
So if you're eating Hunt's or Del Monte, I don't know what you people are doing.
I feel like also in restaurants, like they have a big old jug that's in a refrigerator, but I feel like the stuff that's on the tables, that goes quick, so we don't have to worry about
Well, they
about
just
that.
Refill those. So sometimes, right. Like, I will say this, and I don't think your waiter's going to care too much. If you're already at the end of that thing.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
They just ask for a different one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. Coming up at 5:08, we will drink a toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Reach out to The Men's Room on the socials, at Men's Room Live, and enjoy the new Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing.
Hello, Rick. Welcome to The Men's Room.
Hola, bichola.
Hola. Rick, are you sober or not sober?
Painfully sober.
Okay, Rick. Welcome to Big Jimmy.
Long day, Rick?
Yeah.
Long day, for sure.
Okay, pick a new hobby. Will it be mountain climbing, scuba diving, skiing, or skydiving?
I gotta say, my favorite part of being on the airplane is landing, so I'm not doing that, but I've always wanted to do scuba diving.
All right, I'm right there with you.
Warm weather place.
Yeah, me too. I got you, Rick.
It's France.
It's France. Very bad kids.
Very bad
really?
Kids.
Really?
Yeah.
What is the problem with Sour Patch?
Because sour is like a bad term. Like, oh, that guy's sour. The way it translates, just like, these are very bad kids.
Oh, okay. It's a little more vicious than our version of sour. All right. All right, here's your question. According to Dustin Hoffman and Rain Man, what is the only airline that has never had a crash?
United?
Oh, no, they crash all the time.
Do we know? Is the airline still in operation?
It's still in operation. It's not a domestic airline, but everyone's heard of it.
So it's an international
Yes.
Lufthansa?
Nope. Think, I believe.
Aer Lingus.
Australian.
Kangaroo Air.
Qantas,
yes.
Qantas.
Thank you. Not okay. Kangaroo Air. No, Qantas. But thank you, Ted. Thank you. All right. Your question. What desert is the city of Albuquerque located? It shares its name with a dog breed.
It's not Labrador. I don't know.
Chihuahua.
You are correct.
Yeah.
It's both a dog, a Mexican state, the desert of Albuquerque. It is not a hot sauce. That's Cholula. I'm thinking, is there a Chihuahua hot sauce? Nope.
Tastes like a little dog.
All right. Your question. What city is besieged by dragons in the 2002 movie Reign of Fire?
No clue. Never even heard of it.
Oh, really? It was a bald Michael McConaughey back in the day. London.
That makes sense.
Does it?
But just it's older. Like, if there's going to be dragons, it'd be in London, not like New York.
But if I remember the movie correct, this happens in the future.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just saying. It could be anywhere.
I'll check it out, but never heard of
don't,
it.
No, don't check it out. Just do yourself the favor. Maybe just read the plot on IMDb. That's good enough. All right, your question. What color is the four ball in a game of pool?
Blue.
Green? Purple.
Purple.
Oh, man.
God, I do not know that very well. I think I do, but I don't.
So one is yellow, two is red, three is blue, four is purple, five is green.
Three is orange.
Three is orange?
Pretty sure.
Son of a bitch.
See, that's what I mean.
It's like writing uppercase and cursive.
When I used to play, I could call the ball.
Of course, just look at the color, yeah. All right, your question. What TV show used Joan Jett's bad reputation as its theme song?
Oh, my gosh. You guys are brutal today. No clue.
Thank you. Come on, Mike.
Was that Freaks and Geeks?
Freaks and Geeks, yeah.
All right, Rick, question five.
Question number five. Beethoven suffered from what ailment? Beethoven.
What? He was deaf.
Oh, good call, Mike.
Damn. You never knew, man. He spent his entire career thinking he was writing rock songs.
So he was writing all this stuff but never heard what he wrote?
I wanted to say it was progressive, but if you can, it's like this, though. If you can read or write music, it's the same as reading or writing words. So you could basically have the inability to speak, but you could write a book. Now, so with him, he knew what it's supposed to sound like.
Okay.
Now, I saw this on the internet, so take it with the massive grain of salt that it is. But I think he had something that was attached to his piano that was a metal rod that he would bite down on as he was playing the piano so that he could feel the vibrations and the tones. And it would, you know, to where he didn't have to hear it, but it would still shake his eardrum so he could actually still hear it.
Yeah, I mean, if you can read or write music, you can write a song, and it might even be a really good song.
That might be bogus. I have no idea. But just so you know.
Yeah.
Okay. Game is Big Dummy 206-803-ROD.
Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the men's room. Hola.
Your
phone's breaking up a little bit.
Yeah, I'm going through the backside of JBL, and it's kind of not very good service out there.
Okay. Jeff, are you sober or not sober?
Team sober. I'm driving right now.
All right, Jeff. Welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll. Pick a new hobby. Mountain climbing? Scuba diving, skiing, or skydiving?
Younger me definitely would have said skydiving. Starting to get a fear of heights, so we're gonna go scuba.
Scuba diving, okay.
Man, oh man, I just can't imagine scuba diving. Seems fascinating, but I'd be terrified
the whole
time. It's just
the fear of the unknown.
And I'm just surrounded by it.
For me.
Like, the unknown is over. Like, skydiving, it's basic. Hey, man, if the chute doesn't open, this ends poorly. That's it. And it sucks until you hit the ground. Scuba diving, I just... Like scuba diving, you know, it's things like they'll go down on a team dive and, like, for whatever reason, one guy, I don't know, the silt comes up or something, and now he can't find his buddies or people get
also, what is it, 99% of the ocean has yet to be explored.
Right. So you're in the 1%, and even then, you don't know what's around.
Right.
And that's the 1% we're comfortable in. No, thank you. All right. Your question, what two body parts, and get your head out of the gutter, what two body parts are longer on a hare than on a rabbit?
Longer on a hare than a rabbit?
Yes.
Oh.
Ted got it. I mean, no pressure.
Yeah, dude.
Body parts.
So if you're looking at a
legs and feet.
Ears and legs?
Ears and legs.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I think I had one right.
Penis and eyes. All right. Your question, in what decade was the hula hoop introduced?
Ooh. 60s.
Ah, so close. 1950s, 1958. And when they released this thing, it was a massive sensation, which just made me think about how much harder it is to please kids now than it was then. Hey, kids, here's a circle. Shake your hips. Yay! That's it. That's the whole gimmick.
Well, as compared to what everybody, like kids, have to do nowadays, they didn't really have that much to do back then.
Yeah, you know what? That is a good point, man. When you're done working on the farm, here's a hula hoop. All right, your question: what's another name for the breastbone? Another name for the breastbone?
for the breast milk?
The breastbone. Breastbone.
Oh, the breastbone?
Yes.
Would that be collarbone?
No. Sternum.
Sternum?
Yep.
Okay.
Broke her sternum.
Let me see them sternum bags, baby.
Mmm.
All right, your question.
The size of those sternums.
What gas is exhaled by humans from their mouth?
Oh. Is that carbon monoxide?
Ah. Yeah. Carbon dioxide. Close. Carbon dioxide.
That was close, yeah. All right.
All right, your question. What does a pedometer measure? What does a pedometer measure?
Ooh.
Mike uses his every day.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. They say to get 10,000 of these.
Does it measure a heartbeat?
It does not.
10,000 beats.
I tell you what, Jeff, hang on the line for us.
It's all steps these days.
Yeah, it's all steps. It's a pedometer, but when you look at it, it says pedometer. So I'm like, what is that? Lawsuits against the church. That's what it meant.
Well, it's a spectrum, you see.
Yes, I see.
Email the guys at themensroom at mensroomlive.com and get you some Men's Room IPA beer brats. They're available now at Uli's Famous Sausage.
Have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk. And Steve, a Thrill Hill, to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today, we toast an unidentified man from Slidell, Louisiana.
Slidell.
Now, according to the police, a call came in around 5 p.m. this past Sunday, and a witness reported seeing a dude, kind of suspicious, inside one of the Lowe's hardware stores outside tool sheds. They're typically used to show customers various storage options and all that kind of crap in your yard, right? Well, officers arrived at the scene. They began searching the line of the sheds on display. It wasn't until they got to the fourth or fifth shed that they finally located the suspect, lying on his back, his pants around his ankles, using an open container of Vaseline and an electronic device while he masturbated. So with tasers drawn, police say the officers ordered the man to pull up his pants, roll onto his stomach, and be handcuffed. He complied without resistance. He admitted to his actions, telling officers he was watching YouTube at the time. He was arrested on one count of obscenity and booked into jail. A jar of Vaseline naked on your back.
He had all the stuff.
In the Lowe's tool shed. Man, oh man. That's a good look, brother. I like it. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill.
Aw, man!
A Double Flush production.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.